This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the most talked about ads from the Super Bowl last night wasn't actually about selling a product. It was from Nationwide, the insurance company. Designed, that company says, to start a conversation about kids and often fatal preventable injuries. And it did indeed start a conversation. The question is, was it the conversation that Nationwide wanted to start? Sally Herships has more on that.
Imagine you are at the biggest party in the world.
And everyone's having a great time. Katy Perry's there.
Britt Bulla is with Siegel & Gale, an international branding agency.
And you've been watching the game, and suddenly somebody comes in and completely puts a downer on it all.
An adorable little boy shows up in an ad and tells us he's dead. Here's a clip. Warning, this may be depressing to some listeners.
I'll never learn to fly or travel the world with my best friend.
To be clear, Bulla says shedding light on childhood deaths is important. But he says the ad's timing was a little off.
Look at the context you're in. We're watching a ball game.
David Rogers agrees. He teaches digital marketing at Columbia Business School. Rogers says the ad also had practical problems.
It didn't even have a direct enough link to their Make Safe Happen website.
That's a Nationwide sponsored website with child safety tips.
You know, the interesting contrast, though, is between what Nationwide did and what Procter & Gamble did.
That's Tim Calkins. He teaches marketing at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. Calkins says, just in case you think an ad for a not-so-peppy topic can't run successfully during the Super Bowl, just look at the spot Always ran, promoting female strength.
The two companies were trying to do pretty much the same thing, which was say, you know, we're working on important issues that matter.
We are talking about Nationwide's ad today. But it's hard to find many tweets or marketers who are calling it a success. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.